the Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, All Horse Players Die Broke. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, it is during the race meeting at Saratoga, and one evening I am standing out under the elms in front of the hotel with Sally Appleby, and the scene is as follows.
Broadway, take a look at that guy.
Which guy? Where?
The one picking up newspapers from the street.
I see him. Now, what about him?
It seems to me I know him. Do you?
I do not know. He's a pretty shabby citizen. No, I cannot place him.
Neither can I. But he looks familiar. Ah, well, this is neither here or any place. Let us get something to eat.
With that, Sally walks inside the hotel. But I stay behind for a couple of seconds to take another look at the guy who is picking up newspapers and tucking them under his arm. It seems to me that his face is familiar. But right then, I cannot place it. However, later, I find out who he is. And what happens when I do is something I will never forget. Well, it is after I have something to eat, and I am once again standing outside the hotel. I forget all about the old guy until suddenly I look over and see him standing next to me. He is looking at me hard. And I begin to feel a little uncomfortable because I am sure this is going to be a touch. Then the old guy says as follows.
How has your luck been, Broadway?
Pretty good. Wait a minute, you call me by name.
Yes, I did. Don't you remember me?
Let me see. Come closer to the light.
Now do you know who I am?
I am very sorry. Your face seems to slip my memory. That is, for the moment.
For the last 10 years, you should have said.
10 years?
Look closer, Broadway.
Yeah, sure, I do know you. Fritz, it is Fritz.
How are you, Broadway?
I am first rate, and you?
Very well, thank you. I'm a bit older, of course.
Oh, sure, getting older is a habit nobody breaks himself out. Well, Fritz, how are you doing?
At the moment, quite badly, Broadway.
I take it the GGs are running out on you.
Well, to tell the truth, I haven't been able to play so far this meeting.
I see.
Nevertheless, I expect to put down a few bets before the meet ends.
Oh, sure.
Do you know, this is the first time I've been in Saratoga in 10 years.
It is that long, huh? Tell me, Fritz, where do you keep yourself for 10 years?
Oh, here and there, but I had to come back to Saratoga. I had a feeling I should come back.
Feeling? I do not know quite what you mean.
It's quite foolish, I suppose, but I had a feeling I'd find her.
Her? Oh, I remember. Emerald M.
Yes. Emerald M. You remember her?
Oh, sure. How is she?
I don't know, Broadway. I haven't seen her in 10 years.
But you expect to find her here?
Yes. I don't know why, but I do.
Sure. By the way, I am going to have something to eat, and...
Isn't it rather late for dinner? Didn't you already have yours?
Oh, I am a very late eater. And it just happens that today I pick a 10-to-1 shot in the fifth, and I am feeling pretty good about it. In fact, I believe that when good luck hits, it ought to be spread around a little, huh?
Thank you, Broadway. I'll just have a cup of coffee.
We go into the restaurant, and on the way in, I get to thinking about old Fritz. In his day, he is the best handicapper who ever looks at a form sheet. In fact, he makes more than a good living. He has more potatoes than anybody else in the business. Then he hits a bad spot, and it gets worse. I wonder what happens to him. So does everybody else. Well, I find out when he has finished eating.
I seem to have been rather hungry, surprisingly so. I meant only to have a cup of coffee.
I do that myself sometimes, Fritz. In fact, just smelling food makes me hungry even when I think I am full.
Yes, well, I insist on taking the check.
Next time, Fritz.
Well, all right, next time. Perhaps tomorrow.
That could be.
It's good to see you again, Broadway. I haven't seen any of the old crowd for 10 years.
Yeah, we wonder what becomes of you.
Oh, I ran into a streak of bad luck.
A long one, huh?
Yes. You know, there was a time when I could pick 7 out of 8.
I know. Many is the time the citizens take your word about it, Gigi.
I can't explain what happened to me. However, that's by the boards now.
Tell me, Fritz, where do you keep yourself?
Oh, just any place, here and there.
I see. But what about Emerald M?
Emma. I'll find her here, Broadway.
How do you know this?
I can't explain that either, Broadway. I was in San Francisco, and I got the feeling that if I came back here, I'd come back to Emma.
So you come back?
Yes. This was the last place I saw her, spoke to her.
Oh, do you have a fight?
Not exactly. More of a disagreement, so to speak.
Oh, sure. More of a disagreement. She is a beautiful doll. Especially when she is wearing all the emeralds you give her.
She loved them. They were her favorite gem. I felt by giving them to her, I was expressing my love for her.
Especially if they are big enough.
You're a cynic, Broadway.
Mm-hmm. But what about him?
You really want to hear what happened?
If you wish to tell it to me, yes.
I'd like to talk to someone.
I am a very good listener.
Yes, I know. Well, it was 10 years ago, just about the time I started the bad streak. Emma had come here with me, and one evening I returned to our suite. I'd had a rather bad day.
Fritz? Fritz, that you?
Uh-huh.
You're late.
Yes, I had a few things to clear up.
Paying off, for example?
That's it.
How much went down the drain today?
Not much.
How much?
You had dinner?
Fritz, look at me.
I always do, Emma. You're lovely.
How much today?
20.
1,000?
That's right.
$20,000. Just like that.
Well, it can't last this way, Em. I'm in a bad streak. It'll clear up.
When?
Soon.
Fritz, I can't stand it anymore.
I know, baby. Things are a little pinched,
please, but... no buts. Let's settle down, Fritz. Let's stop beating all over the country from one track to another. Here, you'll need these.
No, not yet.
Take them.
I gave them to you.
Look, I know you haven't got $20,000 to pay off.
But I have.
No. I saw the manager of the hotel. Rather, he came to see me while you were out.
Tell him to keep his nose behind the desk downstairs.
I did. But first, I promised him the bill.
I'll pay it.
Take these, Fritz.
I bought these emeralds for you. Keep them. Now, I've got some sure things lined up for tomorrow. I'm at the end of the bad streak, Em.
You're not going to play tomorrow, Fritz.
What?
If you do, you'll never see me again.
You're kidding.
On the square.
The way I make a living was good enough for you when everything was fine, but now that it's a little rough, you want to call it quits.
I don't want to call anything quits.
Until you find a better way of saying the same thing, this'll do.
No, Fritz. Look at me. Look. I don't care about myself, but look what this is doing to you.
What do you mean?
You've got yourself talked into believing you can't lose. You made everyone else believe it, even me. But the last few weeks have talked me out of that idea. You can lose, Fritz. You are losing.
Oh, a few bucks. I've won more in a day
I'm
than I...
I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about you and about me.
I'm way behind you, Emma. I don't understand.
Look at you. Your clothes.
Well, what's clothes got to do with it?
Unpressed. Spots. You didn't even shave this morning.
I didn't have time.
That's it, Fritz. That's it. You didn't have time. You've got a fever inside you that makes you think you can get back all you've lost. I don't know how to say it, but I feel closed out. I'm running in every race against every horse you bet on, and I always lose.
You're tired. You wouldn't speak that way.
Yes, I'm tired. Fritz, I love you. I married you. I want to keep you.
The odds against losing me are too big to figure, Em.
What are the odds against you losing me?
I've never figured them.
Are you still going to play tomorrow?
I have to.
Then I'll post the odds. And Fritz, they're big against you. Very big.
So that is what happens, huh, Fritz?
Yes.
And do you play the next day?
I played Broadway and lost.
How much?
I've forgotten that.
Oh, I see. And you never see her again, huh?
No.
You figured that you will not go back to her until you make yourself a stake, is that it?
That's it.
Does she ever try to find you?
I heard that once or twice she did, but I always felt that I should wait until I was able to go back to her with everything we had before this bad streak.
But is that not liable to be quite a spell? I mean, well...
I know exactly what you mean, Broadway, that I'm finished, washed up, done for. I couldn't pick a winner if my life depended on it.
Well, Fritz, that is not exactly it.
Never mind. You're not the only one who thinks the same. But I know different, Broadway. I do. And I'm very close to coming back. Very close to that and Emma.
You seem very sure, Fritz.
You'll see. Maybe tomorrow or the next day or even next week. But it'll happen. And it'll happen during this meet here at Saratoga, where I lost everything. I'll get it all back.
Sure you will. But, in the meantime, how are you fixed for potatoes?
Oh, a little pinched.
Okay. Here.
Oh, no, please.
Take it. It is only a fin.
Alone. Just alone. You understand that, Broadway?
Okay, just alone.
Thank you. And I'll pay it back sooner than you expect.
With that, we leave the restaurant. Fritz will not let me walk with him to where he is staying. I know it is for the reason that he does not have any place to stay. And as for my fin, I begin to regret that as soon as Fritz is out of sight. I know he will never make a comeback, and the fin is as good as gone. As they say, all horse players die broke, and Fritz is not an exception. But how wrong you can get, including me, is something for the books, and something I will tell you about in a minute.